And Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. His African in heat father went a whoring after a trashy white woman. He was born trash. I said he was born trash. Obama!
Shawty, she in the club, she dancing for dollars. She
got oh, come on.
On that Gucci, that Fendi, that Prada, that BCBG, Burberry, Dolce.
Obama!
She feed them fools fantasies, they pay her cause they want her. I spit a little
that's what a
cheese,
pimp
man,
does.
My gang got her. Hour later, had her ass up in the Vermont.
Obama!
Niggas in the air saying they think about her. I got the bitch by the bar.
This long-legged freak called
she
Obama.
She like my smile, she like the way I talk. She from the country, then she
he's a Mac Daddy!
I ain't that nigga trying to holler cause I some
head. Oh, come on!
I'm trying to holler cause I want some bread. I could care less how she perform when she in the bed.
Bitch, I'm speaking the truth about him.
Come and pay the kid. Look, baby, this is simple. You can't see. You fucking with me.
Obama is a long way back, daddy.
I don't know what you heard about me.
He is loved and worshipped by the world media. This young office seeker of President of the United States. The media doesn't ask him any hard questions. Have not challenged him in any way. He's just worshipped by everybody. He is being treated at present like a rock star. Everywhere he gathers, immense crowds of young cheering and worshiping people come to hear him or to touch him or to get his autograph. We also need to be clear that Barack Hussein Obama is not the answer to the children of Africa's problems. He's not sent to solve them. He's sent to derail you. And only a fool would cast a vote for that white trash. Only a fool would smile when he walks in the room. He's a Mac Daddy. Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You're constipated.
Shit it out. Don't throw it away.
You be the donut, man.
Be retarded.
Don't slam the fucking door.
Long-legged Mac Daddy.
Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
I guess I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy rotation tonight.
Yes, it is a new day in America, and it's surprisingly dark. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. That's right, President Barack Obama has once again stuck it to the white man, and he will be our 49th president. Give or take a few. Maybe 51st. I don't know. That sounds right, too, doesn't it? 51. It doesn't matter. He won the election. Oh, I had a great time with you guys last night. I got on Twitter at just the right time. I spent an hour or two tweeting, and just as the election was kind of being decided. And a lot of you guys were very kind in retweeting and favoriting my stupidity. Got a bunch of new followers, thanks to you guys. Wait until they listen to the show, though. Unfollow, unfollow, unfollow. You know who was having a bad night on Twitter? Victoria Jackson, former SNL cast member, huge cow, and politicunt. I think, based on her tweets, she's suicidal. Here's the thing. I understand. Look, half of America is pissed off right now. Because that's just the way our nation is divided, right? It's pretty much split down the middle. But, you know, guys, don't get so upset. Nothing is going to change. You know what I mean? Like, for all these people that are talking about how America is doomed, I mean, you do realize he has been president for the last 4 years, right? And Congress isn't letting him do anything, right? He hasn't been able to accomplish much because there's been so much opposition and partisanship. So, look, it's going to be fine. You're all going to be okay. But I'm so excited. There's a couple states now that are allowing marijuana use. You don't even have to have cancer or glaucoma or anything. It's recreational use. You can grow your own fucking pot plants and shit. I'm moving. I'm out of here. Ohio blows. Can't do anything fun. Whoop-de-fucking-do. We've got a casino. Great. I can share some floor space with a 90-year-old woman playing the nickel slots. I want to smoke pot. All right, listen. What was I talking about? Oh, Victoria Jackson. Yeah, well, look. Let me read you some of her queefs. That's pretty much what they are, right? They're text queefs. I'm going to start a new service is going to be like Twitter, but it's going to be called, like, Queefer. That's what tweets kind of are, right? They're short little bursts. I mean, in the case of Twitter, they're short little bursts of thoughts that no one cares about, right? They're unwanted. Queefs are unwanted. There's a lot of similarities. I need to start working on my Queefer idea. Kickstarter that. All right. So Victoria Jackson started to get very depressed. So last night she first wrote, I can't... Well, hold on. Let me try to do my best Victoria Jackson impression. I can't stop crying. Just a high-pitched voice. America died. So, death of America. I can't stop crying. America died. These are all separate tweets. She's just basically saying the same thing over and over. I can't stop crying. America died. I can't stop crying. America died. The Democrat Party, who voted God out of their platform and adopted Romans 1 as their platform, won. I wish... Why is there religion in government? To me, it's so silly. The government really is about, you know, we give the government money in the form of tax dollars, and then they have to spend it on shit, like roads and defense. Where does God come into play? It's so retarded. Whatever. Okay, so she also wrote, thanks a lot, Christians, for not showing up. You disgust me. All right, so Victoria Jackson blasting her base. You know who benefited the most from this election? Not Obama. Not Romney. The manufacturers of very large touchscreens. Keep in mind, I mean, the networks could just throw up graphics displaying whatever they want. But they love to have their hosts swiping and tapping all over the place. And fucking CNN with their holograms. And it's crazy. That's really where new technology is shown off. Don't believe me? Well, last week, CNN contacted me personally, and they said, Tim, we need to borrow the Blackulator Caucasiatron. It's time this technology goes prime time. So they're testing the waters with it. Last night, they used it once for some sort of, local congressional results or something. They said, if it works out well, if the results predicted come to be true, next election cycle... The Blackulator Caucasiatron is going to be CNN's primary technology. They're going to get rid of fucking touchscreens and holograms, all that bullshit, and just rely on the Blackulator Caucasiatron. Here's what it was used for last night. I guess it was some sort of local district in Florida.
CNN projection results courtesy of the Blackulator Caucasiatron. 39% reporting. Calculating district voting trends. Calibrating Jigaboo matrix.
Jigaboo matrix.
Rich white guy index collating. Beep.
There it goes.
Beep, beep. Bow. Beep.
Oh, God. Bang. It takes a long time.
Boop. Computation complete. District 13 is in the neighborhood.
Ooh.
It doesn't take an MIT supercomputer to figure out the brother is going to take this one. Jeez, a pose down, my nigga.
I think it worked out well. A lot of great feedback. Speaking of feedback, MIT contacted me yesterday to congratulate me. I don't know why they're congratulating me. I had nothing to do. I let CNN borrow this technology, but MIT developed it. One of the things that bugged me is that we've got this amazing supercomputer, but the computer speech seems to be stuck in the 80s. Well, MIT is finally addressing that with a firmware upgrade. They sent over a beta version, so we can sort of hear what the Blackulator Caucasiatron's new voice is going to be. Blackulator Caucasiatron, why don't you give me a sample of your new voice? Just, you know, read something from Moby Dick or, I don't know, a monologue from Romeo and Juliet or something.
I don't mind the coloreds, but please, not in our country clubs. It's supposed to be a safe space for us whites. Can't they just go drink their map liquor at a jazz bar or bowling alley? We freed the slaves. The least they could do to repay us is get out of our faces for a bit.
Hmm. Was that from Moby Dick? I think that's why he went after the whale. He was just trying to get away from the blacks for a while. I'm gonna go fishing. All right, enough of this. So there you go. Election 2012. It's one for the history books. couple pieces of audio real quick, and then we'll get into the news. Here is a woman drunk on the subway, and the passenger's throwing her the fuck off. Now, I don't know why. This is filmed on a camera phone. I don't know who the fuck is bleeping it out, but they missed a few fucks in there. They didn't do a very good job.
I'm not going to fuck for you.
See, I'm not gonna fucking hit a girl. There's bleeping left and right. Every other word is beep, 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 beep. The one word they did not bleep, though, is fuck.
You wanna spit it, everyone?
Next
that's
your
word, isn't it? That's your word, isn't it?
Get the out of here!
Shut up!
You say
shut
dead!
You want
shut
what? Let's go!
Who will
win?
For sure,
he'll win. You
want to
throw water?
You want to spit?
Get the
f***
down.
Get the f*** down.
She's the one that's like climbing up. You get the f*** down. Like a double decker?
Train baby. Can you record?
You
ever
call? You
ever call
us a favor, will you?
She's so drunk, she's stumbling around. Oh, she's hitting guys now.
Don't f***ing hit him.
I think she just wants to bang this guy, you know what I mean? Oh, she spit on him.
You're a drop. You are a drop. Genius.
What gave it away? The stumbling or the slurring of the speech? All right, so they push her out of the train at the next stop. Now she's on the ground. Still screaming.
Don't touch me. You gotta get run over by the bloody train in a minute.
She's like, the train is stopped, but it's gonna start moving again. And she's all like in the middle of the door. She's kind of like stumbling around. She's gonna fall in the tracks or something. I wish the there weren't so many bleeps and the audio was a bit better. Moving on, I've got a strange... I think this is a news blooper. Can someone explain what this news anchor is talking about?
I'm Kirk Kaiser. Tonight at 9, a little girl's wish comes true. She gets wet getting it, and you'll get the scoop on an upcoming...
The little girl has a wish, and she gets fucking wet when she gets it. All right. Sounds good to me.
I'm Kirk Kaiser. Tonight at 9, a little girl's wish comes true. She gets wet getting it, and you'll get the scoop on an...
She gets wet getting it. Just the wording is a little peculiar. Speaking of peculiar, Joanne Slam is back with a new video. Do you recognize that name? You may, you may not. I think we've only featured one or two of her videos. Joanne Slam is a granny tranny. She's up on XTube, and she is a filthy, nasty slut. She's going to teach us today what hot dogging is.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
So you want me to show you what hot dogging is, huh?
That's her dick.
Oh, I'm dripping oil.
Look, it kind of looks like Madge Weinstein.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that.
She's got like a wart on her balls, too. Like, you sort of see it. Like, she's got a tiny dick. It's like kind of hard, but it's very bendy. It's dripping a little bit of pre-cum, but I'm really interested because as she's like tugging on her dick, her balls come up a little, and there's like this wart or something on it.
Anyway.
Like, if you're going to dress up like a woman, right? Like, the whole thing. She's got a pearl necklace. Literally, like, she's got a pearl necklace. It's not cum. It's, like, a real pearl necklace. You know, women's clothing, old granny-style hair and glasses and everything. Why not try to, you know, femme it up with the voice? There's always such butch voices. You know, at least I could do a good woman's voice, and I'm very manly. Huh? Yeah, I'm gonna show you what hot dogging is. Well, at least I'm trying. Yeah, hey, it's Joanne here.
Hot dogging.
Oh, what was that now? Sorry, she mentioned hot dogging.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hot dogging.
Yeah, let's get back on
Nothing
track.
More than a wiener and a rubber.
Yeah. There's a frozen hot dog and a condom.
Kind of like a homemade butt plug. However you want to look at it, I guess. A butt plug and all the way in dildo, whatever you want to think of it as. But you know what?
Why use a frozen hot dog? That doesn't make any sense. First of all, a dildo's bigger. You don't have to wrap the dildo in a condom.
I like to put it in, and I like to grind on it. So I'm going to show you how I do that.
Okay.
Get nasty with me, baby. All right, here we go.
Oh, who's that dirty asshole? It slides right in there.
Oh, yeah, there it goes. Oh. Oh, yeah, there it goes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could just think... it's got some zits and stuff going on in the ass. I could just think of so many better things to shove in my ass. Please don't isolate that audio.
Oh, there it goes. All the way.
I mean, a hot dog is too flaccid, too bendy. You want something hard and rigid.
Ah, there it is.
Well,
look at that. See?
Yeah. The only thing sticking out is the end of the condom. That's what she's playing with.
Oh, yeah, Sam. Look at that. Oh, fuck yeah.
Now what?
I'm going to sit on it on the floor. And I'm going to fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to fuck it. Fuck with me, baby.
Not really.
Honey. Well,
she's riding it now.
Fuck yeah.
Somehow. Damn. When I, like, she's even got the camera a little bit pulled back, and I can see her balls. That fucking thing is just standing out. There's no way I would ever get near that dick. Just because I'm like, what the hell? Warts? I mean, you gotta take care of that.
Oh, baby. Feels good in there. Yeah, it does. Oh, you look good in that mirror. Take a look at this.
All right, let me cut forward. Oh, he's... I think she's going to come here.
Give it a taste. Oh, there's some cum. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Quite the producer. Quite a puddle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Joanne's not done yet. She's gonna eat it. Oh, she's rubbing it all over her face.
Ugh. Oh, look at that cum. Oh, yeah. Tastes good. Oh, Grandma's got cum all over her face. Oh, yeah. All over the mat, too. All over her cock.
This goes on for another 3 minutes. I mean, when I get done coming, I mean, it's lights out. It's time for a nap. I mean, what is she going to do for another 2.5 minutes? Oh, she's got like 2 warts on her balls, like one on each side. It's like Frank, you know, like Frankenstein's head, how he's got the bolts on the side of his head. That's what it looks like. Oh, I got to post this on Reddit. Go to distortedview.reddit.com. I don't know what's going on there. Fascinating.
Come with the wiener in my ass. You want to watch?
You going to come again? I'm going to come with a wiener in my ass. Let's hear that again. I like that. All right. This is all very good. This is great audio. All right. Oh, sorry. Where are we at? It's hard with these fucking X-Tube videos to,
I'm gonna come with the wiener in my ass. I'm gonna watch.
The audio's always fucked up. The scrubber doesn't work right.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna finish it. I don't feel like going any farther. I'm just right there.
Yeah, hitting that spot with that hot dog.
Oh, I'm gonna come. Well, here's the rest of it.
Yeah. Not, oh, yeah, well, that's quite another load. Good job, Joanne. I hate how this granny produces more cum than me. She's got more massive loads. She must be storing some of that cum in those warts. They are huge. All right, thank you, Joanne. She spends the rest of the video trying to pull out pull out that hot dog that's stuck in her ass. But she's tugging on the condom, and the condom just, you know, stretches. So, you know, you got to work with it. You got to squeeze your ass. You can't just pull the condom, stupid Joanne. So it takes her a while, but she ends up shitting it out. There's no good audio, though. So thank you very much, Joanne Slam. Going to post that on Reddit because it's something you need to see. Finally, before we get into the news, though, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. We featured this guy before. Ray to the motherfuck end. That name sound ring a bell? Maybe this music will. This is called, you know, it's called N-O. You know I deserve this C. S-E-A. Okay? The nautically themed rap song. I want you to listen closely. You know the rap song is going to be awful when the beat at the beginning sounds like there's two songs playing. Like, it's so bad. It's just like a crazy mixture of musical instruments. There's no real beat. Like, it literally sounds like there you hit play on two different songs at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Yeah. Like, the first time I played it, I thought there was another video playing in the background. Different tab or something. Okay, come on.
Talk about this. Talk about that. Talk about these. Talk about who. Talk about things. Talk about who. Talk about we.
So this guy wants to talk about a lot of things.
Talked about talking about you. So let's talk about that. Yeah, man. Let's talk about that. Talk about one man about you. That was me on the front page, dude. Yeah. Cause I stole the biggest dude in this industry. Stinsky cheese. Yeah, that was me on the front page, dude. But that better picture of you. My bitch is true. But these bitches be coming for you.
And the background music is all fucked up. It's like cutting in and out.
And now you're telling me that you want to be coming to me.
Oh, okay. All right, listen. I'm bailing out of this song. I can't. I made out like three of the words. So there you go. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Listen, I am pleading with you guys, if you enjoy Distorted View, if you like what you hear, support the program, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. You do get something out of it. It's an incredible deal, $6.99 a month, that's all it takes. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts, all sorts of bonus content. Yesterday we did an extended show, I don't think it was quite 20 minutes long, but it was near 20 minutes. Tomorrow we've got an exclusive show. Later on this month, to celebrate the anniversary of the Sideshow, I'll be doing an entire week of exclusive programs, which means if you're not paying members, you're going to miss out on new programs. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, so you don't miss a thing. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you remember the infamous tanning mom or tanning grandma. I don't know what the fuck she was. She looked like she was about 90. I think she was 30, though. Tanning really ages you. You remember her, though, right? She was accused of taking her kid tanning with her. I guess it turned out not to be the case. But it really shed a lot of light on this idea of over-tanning. Some people just don't give a shit, though. Trisha Paytas is one of those women, a model working in Los Angeles. She says she hasn't missed a day of tanning in 10 years. How many times do you think this bitch had melanoma? Just scrape it out of me. All right. A habit which has cost her $5,000 annually and over $50,000 in total. The 25-year-old told Good Morning America, quote, if you told me that I have skin cancer, I don't think I'd stop. Scrape it off and keep going. You thought I was kidding when I said scrape it off. No, that was an actual quote. Every day, the model. I want to know who she's modeled, who she modeled for. Every day, this tanorexic bitch visits Total Tan or another local salon. Sometimes she goes twice a day. I can't tan. Have I told you guys this? Many years ago when I was in college, I tried tanning because I was sick of being so goddamn pasty white. I wanted a little bit of color. And I know, like, when I was growing up, I would kind of burn a little bit. And then I'd get a little tan. Like, I could definitely see, I definitely saw tan lines. So I have the ability to tan. It'll happen for me. I just have to constantly be out in the sun. So I thought, well, I've got, you know, I should be able to go to a tanning salon then. And I realized that, you know, most people go for like 15, 20 minutes. I was going to be very smart about it. And I said, I know I fucking burn. I'll go for 5 minutes, and that's it. By the time I got in the car after my first tanning salon session, my skin started to itch. Have you guys ever been to a tanning salon? The burn you get is not like a real suntan burn. It's this artificial burn that itches like crazy. I mean, you get the burn, but you just have to itch yourself. I could not sleep that night. I was tossing and turning because all I wanted to do was itch myself. But I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to stick with it like a fucking moron. So I went back. I don't think it was the next day. Maybe I waited a day. And I said, you know what? 5 minutes was too much. Drop me down to 3 minutes. Same fucking thing happened. I had to go to class the next day, and I couldn't concentrate. I had to leave. I was itching like crazy. So again, I went back to the tanning salon. I said, all right, 2 minutes. At that point, I'm like, I am flushing my fucking money down the drain. 2 minutes in a tanning salon, and my body couldn't handle it. Oh my God. What the hell? What am I made out of? Like, I feel like maybe somewhere along the line, people in my family were having sex with one another. Like, this was an inbreeding situation, because I should be able to handle 2 minutes of sun. All right, whether it be artificial or not. All right, something's wrong with me and my genes, basically. All right, after going on the tanning beds, Miss Paytas gets a spray tan to ensure her complexion and color stay perfectly even. But despite the cancer risks, which she waves off, she says being tan gives her confidence. I have seen myself pale, and I don't look like myself. When you see someone who is tan, you're like, wow, amazing. I think, oh, crispy. Gianna Gerardo, 24, and a tanning fanatic, agrees. She uses the local beach bum salon, where she works 2 or 3 days a week. It makes me feel good, and I feel comfortable in my skin. It makes my clothes kind of look a little bit better if I were not as tan. Both girls were introduced to tanning beds by their mothers and started going regularly when they were teenagers. Even though skin cancer is now the second most common cancer among women in their 20s, and new studies show that sunbed users under the age of 30 increase their lifetime risk of melanoma by 75%, the health risks do not deter the girls. This is just like smoking. Now, you're doing something to make yourself look cool that'll ultimately kill you. Honestly, I don't even trust the Mystic, the spray tans. Because again, they're chemicals that are seeping into your body. You're dyeing your skin, basically. And also, I have received Mystic tans. Like, I got the spray tan done. Didn't work for me. I can't even get spray tans to work with my body. It was all, like, dripping down my legs. Like, by the time I got home, there was like, my socks were like brown and stuff. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I think it's because I have such dry skin. I don't know. I just can't get any color. So then someone suggested to me many years ago that there's a pill you can take, and it basically turns you orange, like whatever's in carrots, basically. Right? You take this pill, and after a few weeks, you start to get like an orange tint to you. Which is not a natural-looking tan. Orange is not normal. You look like a fucking Oompa Loompa. So I took that pill for a while, but nothing ever happened. I don't think I took it long enough. I just gave up. I said, you know what? I'm fucking pale. That's the way it's just always going to be. So there you go. At least I don't have to worry about melanoma. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Down home of Florida, did a moon walk all day. Have it up and out! Florida is a moon walk all day.
Look, it's Slovember, so I think I can play that retard Florida sting song jingle, whatever you want to call it. Authorities in Florida credited a language barrier with foiling a trio of armed robbers who targeted a Chinese restaurant. The Orange County Sheriff's Office said the three masked men entered the new China Eatery in Orlando a little after 9 p.m. Monday and demanded three employees hand over the money from the cash register. However, the employees apparently had trouble understanding the robbers. This is a great way to get out of a robbery or any dangerous situation. you just don't respond in the normal way. You can either just pretend like you don't speak the language. No. Give me your fucking money, bitch. I don't know. You know what? Come on, hand me your fucking money. Oh yeah. Uh huh. Right. Just yeah. Okay. Uh huh. That's all you have to say. Or just act crazy. You know. That's my method. You know, when I went to New York City. It was like 2 a.m. It had to have been around 2 a.m. I got on the wrong fucking subway because I'm an idiot. I was going the wrong way. Luckily, there was another guy who was also going the wrong way. But it's dangerous. You know, I can't defend myself. If someone wants to steal my iPod or whatever. So, you know, you just look crazy. You just have a little drool in your mouth, twitch a little, make haunting noises. You know, stuff like that. It's, you know, no one's going to take money from an insane person. If someone gets close to you, just start barking at them or something. It's perfect. You just have to be creative. You know, if you're in a scary situation, you just amp up the crazy. If there's some, you know, big scary black guy on the subway and he's saying, baby, I'm going to rape you. You're coming with me. You just act retarded. Okay, I'll come with you. I changed my underwear. I made a mess. You know, and then the guy's like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'll fuck you with your you know, shitty asshole. No, thank you. All right. It's just a helpful tip. Stay safe with Tim. All right. Where are we at here? The employees had trouble understanding the robbers. Two of the masked men pounded on the register in an attempt to open it, accidentally firing a gun in the process. That probably just scared them more. Police said the attempt... Okay, I'm pretty sure that these Chinese people knew what was going on. If you see a couple of guys, regardless of the language barrier, you see a couple of masked men entering your establishment with a gun, you pretty much know what's going on. So I think these Asians were playing it like I would play it, right? I don't know. You ought to go for here to go, right? You're not number two? Whatever. Gun goes off. They still don't know what's going on. Police said the attempted robber is left without any cash and hopped a retaining wall into the Woodridge Apartments. A police dog led officers to a car, and three men were detained but not officially arrested. What? So they got away with this? No injuries were reported. And finally today, let's talk about rape, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things I'm gonna force on you. I don't know. All right, police in Washington, D.C. arrested a suspect in two violent attacks after he gave his name and number to the second victim. What? All right, this rape went so well, he was thinking to himself. There's no way she's not going to want to see me again. I'm just going to slip you my number. Call me, maybe. DeMarco Miles. Hey, this is crazy. So rape me, maybe. All right, DeMarco Miles, 19, wrote down his first name and cell phone number for a 19-year-old Howard University student after he allegedly raped her in her room in an all-women's dorm on Friday afternoon. Police tracked the number to a 4th Street Northwest Avenue address where Miles lives with his mother and arrested him. I wonder if the mother was like protesting the whole thing. What are you doing? Police brutality! You're taking my baby away from me! Yeah, your baby raped someone. No, not my baby! You got the wrong guy! He's a good boy! He wouldn't do this! Yeah, and then he slipped her... The same woman he raped, he gave her his phone number. Oh, Christ. Yeah, that sounds like my baby. He's not so bright. All right. The first attack took place in a Rhode Island Row apartment on October 26th in Northeast D.C. The victim, a 24-year-old consultant, was working from home when she got a knock on the door at about 2 p.m. by a man who said he was promoting a party. In his pants. He forced his way into the apartment before allegedly trying to kill her. Oh. She said she screamed, "Don't kill me! Just rape me!" She screamed at the top of her lungs and fought back as he kicked and beat her and stabbed her at least 25 times. Holy shit! This guy means business. The Howard student told police the suspect appeared in her room, like magic, and made casual conversation. Like, regardless of the conversation, you know it's not going to lead to anywhere good. Like, if there's just some random guy who forces his way into your apartment, hey, baby, how you doing? Weather's crazy, isn't it? I mean, you know you're going to get raped, regardless of what he says. All right. whatever. He made casual conversation about 1:15 p.m. on Friday, 1 week after the first attack. She told him to get out, but he didn't. She began texting a friend. He let her text a friend? Well, he's a horrible rapist. And the suspect pulled out brass knuckles with a purple blade, grabbed the victim's phone, texted the victim's friend, and then raped the victim. Then he allegedly wrote the note saying, "Since you don't know me, here's my number." Like, he's crazy. And quite frankly, if I was the consultant, you know, that first victim, I would be kind of insulted. Like, why didn't he rape me? He just wanted to kill me. He wouldn't even fuck me. Whatever, man. This, college kid's getting off easy. It's just having to fuck the guy. All right. A man matching Miles' description entered other rooms at the university, but left when asked. Miles told detectives that the sex with the Howard student was consensual, but he admitted forcing his way into the Rhode Island Row apartment and stabbing her after she resisted. Oh, okay. How is that consensual? According to court documents, he asked detectives if she survived, like he's really concerned, saying he didn't mean to kill anyone. In each attack, the suspect managed to get past several layers of security. At Howard, that included locked doors and a sign-in process. At Rhode Island, you know how you have to deal with during a sign-in process at a college? College kids. That's who's manning the doors. That's why you're able to elude the security. Because they're fucking idiot kids just working on homework in the middle of the night. All right, at Rhode Island Row, you need a key card for the front door, a key card for the elevator, and a key card for the apartment. Howard is investigating how the man gained entry into the dorm. So there you go. The safety of our campus community is paramount. We have consistent, blah, 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 you know, the statement they have to release. A security team is providing a visible 24-hour presence in all residence halls now. So there you go. Fear not. If you don't want to get raped, I guess you won't. If you do want to get raped, just have a few drinks. Go to a campus bar. Stumble past the frat house. Someone will rape you. And if there's no one around, just scream, "Someone stick it in me! I'm drunk, and I'm a college student, and I just shaved my pussy." Someone will come out of the woodworks. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, we are running very late today, so let's just do a couple of these things. Why is this voicemail call 15 minutes long?
Well, you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait because PPE's out. We'll have to fax if I need to doctor.
It's old people talking.
They won't make a mobility.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't think she knew what was going on. Because the next 15 minutes are silence. All right, I don't know what the hell that was about.
Hello, Timothy Ensign. This is Pan Penisco, your monkey overlord, calling with a cease and desist order for that some atheist you recently featured on the program and her conspiracy of castration. Step off, bitch. I've had dibs on post-apocalyptic emasculation for a long time now. She totally stole my plan, in which I remove the scrotum of any man who opposes me, cut off Dato's tunic, which, by the way, is the skin covering the scrotum, and sew it into teddy bears. I give these teddy bears to supermodels and force them to rub the teddy bears on their naked body in full closed-circuit television view of the newly appointed eunuchs. Now that's the way to induce a Sisyphean post-apocalyptic nightmare, bitch.
Wow.
You're an amateur. Let the professionals do their work.
Pan Paniscor sounds a lot different on the voicemail line than he does on his Facebook. You know, on Facebook, he's been posting little audio shows, I guess. Or I don't know if they're podcasts. I don't know what he's doing. But he hasn't really talked about it on the voicemail line. Someone mentioned it to me. So, Pan, you feel free to plug your monkey show, I guess.
Hey, Tim, you don't have to call those people to stop those bedwetting calls and the other telemarketing calls. There's a real simple solution. All you got to do is fix your fucking voicemail greeting.
Bah, 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 bah. I don't want to. No, I mean, I don't know. I go back and forth. Like, should I have a greeting that says, "Hey, this is Tim from Distorted View. Thanks for calling the Oh God voicemail line. Leave a message." I don't know why I need to do that. The reason why I shouldn't do that is, you know, if you guys, you know, find someone to make fun of and you give them the voicemail line and say, "Hey, you know, this guy wants, you know, to shit on your chest," or, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe you just meet a retard or someone. And you say, "Hey, call me." Or you meet some guy at a bar. And you say, "Hey, leave me a message. Talk dirty to me," or something. It, you know, If they hear a voicemail message saying, hey, this is Tim from the Wacky Distorted View Show, they're not going to do that. But if they don't know, you know, if they don't know that it's not, they'll be more apt to, you know, make fools of themselves.
Hey, Tim, spiral ham fucker. Hey, that little kid that was in that unwatchable Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah, Anakin.
Was also in Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Huh.
But he did really, really good acting in that one.
No, one of his better performances. I don't think I saw that movie because I'm not five. But yeah, I wonder how what he looks like now. I'm going to have to do a little Google search. Is he in porn yet? All right, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. Oh, we're not done yet? It's not Friday? Holy shit. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's no God.
Grandma's got cum all over her face.
Brother Distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. It takes just a second to click on the goddamn little icon, that little five-star icon. And then if you have a couple minutes, just pound out a little message saying, I love Timmy Boo, yeah, 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 or whatever. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I will be back tomorrow with an exclusive program for you. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Oh, Timmy.